Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Doorville, touch a country in the city.
Atlanta Rhythm Section, bring this back. ARS, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Springer. Pam is the CEO of Manta, manta.com. Please go there. Go to manta.com and build your profile if you haven't already. Learn how to leverage it. Learn how to use it. It's easy to do. Manta.com. Pam, I want to change subjects from what we've been talking about, and I want to talk a little current events. As you know, Pam, and as probably most everybody in the audience knows, last week was a pretty dramatic week. A lot of drama for America last week. We had the budget debt ceiling debate by Congress, and the president came to a head and got resolved. You know, a lot of people were not happy about what happened. I'm not happy about the way a lot of the behavior was. But the truth is, Pam, it was in some ways part of the way I looked at it, Pam, was that, you know what? At least we were debating it. I mean, how great is it that America has the system where we can debate these things, even if it's not perfect? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's great to debate as long as it's productive. And hopefully some of these, you know, it was good to finally bring it to conclusion and have some resolution, at least quasi-resolution, until in a few months from now where we have to kind of take part two of this. But debate is critical. Having honest conversations with hopefully everyone having the same objective, which is what's good for the United States of America.
Exactly. But, you know, Pam, the reason that I kind of like, I have a little thing that we say on the show here. You know, you may not like the number, but you got to like the trend, or you either like the trend or you don't like the trend. I didn't like the number, but I like the trend, meaning that for once, Pam, this country is actually talking about turning the expensive government we have around and going in the other direction. I mean, isn't that a success story, the fact that we had that conversation this week?
Yeah, and it seems to have taken now, it got to a new level, a new heightened level where jobs are really important, the economy is really important, and we really need to do something about it. So I totally agree.
And then we had a tough day in the stock market Thursday, another tough day on Friday. And then later that day, the Standard & Poor's did something they'd been warning about. They downgraded, for the first time in the history of this country, they downgraded our credit rating from AAA, which is the highest rating, to one notch below, which is AA+, which is the same rating that Belgium and New Zealand has, and below France and, you know, and some other countries. And that's really created a little bit of a whirlwind, hasn't it?
It has, as you said, there wasn't anything. They gave a lot of head nods and signs that this downgrade was coming. It's really interesting, though, that it's this kind of a firm who was directly involved with the subprime mess.
Yeah.
And the ratings and the accountability of now trying to make up for that or really disrupt something in a significant way for, you know, so now we're a AA+ versus a AAA. You know, there's some optics there, but considering the source, you know, I sometimes scratch my head. I'm not sure where I would want to put my money out anywhere but the United States. And Warren Buffett said a similar thing this morning when he just put a whole bunch of more money into U.S. Treasury.
Yeah, and now somebody said, I think he said this, I think Buffett said that we don't have a AAA government, we don't have a AAA currency, but America has AAA credit. And I think that's a good distinction to make, don't you?
Yeah, the currency's been under pressure for a while, hasn't it?
And
but as you think about the way in which this government operates and the way in which this country operates and the values that surround it compared to other countries, it still you know, has the best credit. For sure.
I agree with you what you said about S&P. I think they felt they had some credibility to regain. I'm not sure this is going to work for them. I do think it was, even when they were told about a numbers mistake that they made, they didn't change their opinion. They just changed their rationale. And they called it, you know, it basically became a political decision. I didn't think that was in their purview. Did you, Pam?
No, I agree. And what's really, if you're going to, you have to then be held accountable for what happened then several years ago through that subprime mess. And if your voice as S&P was as strong as you're trying to make it today, because you've really fired a big bullet here,
yeah,
by this downgrade, you know, how then let's step back and let's look at the whole picture of your role throughout this entire, you know, the last couple of years. And I think, you know, all of a sudden it puts it in context.
Yeah, and I think the main thing is none of us should overreact today or this week. I think, I think it's going to wind up being not as big a deal as maybe we think. Hey, Pam, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Pam Springer with Manta. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.